In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The words of our Lord leave us
with no doubt that he has questionable friends. People objected to that. They saw the people that Jesus associated with, had dinner with, went into their homes, and they were worried. You know, the world says that you must help yourself. And that means sometimes that people think if you don't help yourself, then you're unworthy of friendship. But to Jesus, everyone is precious. And so he was criticized because he ate with the tax collectors and sinners and others who drew near to him. And he ministered to them. He listened to them. He spoke with them. He took care of them. In short, he showed love to them because he really did love them. To Jesus, everyone is precious, even though all the things that they do and they say are not precious. Their soul is precious. And that made all the difference in Jesus' ministry, to see what he would do and help to the least of us. It is written, "I will search for my sheep." As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so I will seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all the places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. All of Bible times tell us, all the history of Scripture show us that Jesus has been searching. God has been searching for his people. Not that he didn't know where they were, where they lived, what they were doing, and where they worked. But he was searching to find them and gather them back to himself, that they might know their God again. And so from Moses and Abraham on up through Malachi and throughout Jesus' ministry and even after, as the apostles carried that word throughout the world, the Lord was searching for his people. And he is searching today. The Lord is searching for all of his people. And he is gathering them together. You are a lost sheep. That is one of the first confessions we make as a Christian, as we did today when we first, after we spoke the word of God, as we started the service today, "I, a poor, miserable sinner, I'm a lost sheep," we all said together. You're a lost sheep because you have drank dirty water. You have trampled on the good grass and gone after the poisonous grass, as Ezekiel says the people of the Old Testament did, so we have. We have become polluted with unholy things. Our eyes have looked not to the glory of God, but to the selfishness of our own heart in the world. Our hands have touched unclean things. Our lips have spoken unclean words. And we wonder why we're so sad sometimes, living in this pasture, and yet not going for the good grass and the clean water, but like those animals, standing in the dirty water and making it even dirtier, not going to the fresh grass, but to stand and eat the trampled grass. We are the lost sheep. But that is why Jesus came, to gather lost sheep, to gather you into his holy pasture, to restore souls. That is why Christ came into the world in the first place, wasn't it? Not that he didn't know where the people were on earth, but they didn't know where God was on earth. And so God in Christ took on our human form, became one of us, and became that shepherd who wandered with his sheep. And to all would hear and receive his words, he gathered into his pasture. He came to restore souls and to restore the good food. He did that ultimately there at the cross, didn't he? When he took the sins of the world, of the lost sheep, he took your sins upon himself way before you ever committed them. They were paid for. That's how much God loves his sheep. He took them on himself. He put them to death. And like that super good shepherd that he is, he rose again to free you. The Lord is leading people to better pasture and better water. He is gathering his flock from all nations. And that's happening today through the church's ministry. It is so exciting to be a part of that, isn't it? Be a part of God's gathered flock. And that is what we are. For God, through the church's ministry, through the proclaiming of his holy word, is gathering souls to himself. When we receive that, it has the power to turn our sadness into joy, our brokenness into wholeness. Lost things are found. Lost souls are found and restored and reunited with their Maker. That's what the Lord is doing through his church today. Through the holy sacraments, God is working and has worked in your lives and in the lives of those you love. As we are brought to the water of baptism, through God's holy water, he washes us clean. He takes off that dirty pasture water that we've been standing in all our lives. He cleanses us from that bad food that we've eaten and heals us, makes us healthy again as he pardons our sin and washes our souls and puts his name upon us. Through that sacrament of the altar, which we share this morning, our Lord leads us to the good pasture. And he says, repent of your sins, of your waywardness. Receive the body and blood that I offer for you on the cross. It is here in this gift. We are found, even though sometimes we didn't know that we were lost. Christ finds us. When I lose things in my house, it always seems I'm in a hurry. I don't notice that I don't have my keys or my wallet or whatever it is that I've misplaced until it's time to go out the door. And there Dad, who usually is hurrying everybody else off to the family event, to church or some other thing, says, hold everything. I don't have what I need. We're always in a hurry to find those things that seem so important at the time. But how we let ourselves slide away from the kingdom of God and from the word of the Lord, how we let other things replace those things. If we don't get there to hear God's word, it's no big deal. They'll be preaching it again next week, won't they? If we don't get there to receive that body and blood, it's okay. We know it'll be out there the same time next week. But the Lord reminds us that these gifts, this gathering, this shepherding that he is doing is the most important thing for us, because it means all the difference between living with him forever and living lost in this world and in that promised world to come, which cannot be reversed once it begins. Yes, everyone is precious to God, and God welcomes all to come to himself and to be a part of his pasture. He says, repent of your lost ways. Come back to me and follow me to that good pasture. Those people who saw Jesus, those tax collectors, those sinners, those outcasts, saw in Jesus the truth. And we see in Jesus that same truth for ourselves today. We see the truth of the Good Shepherd. And there is much rejoicing when we come together, rejoicing that God has pardoned us, has forgiven us, has washed us, and has promised that he will always be there with us, no matter what. He is the Good Shepherd. We are his sheep. in Jesus, the Good Shepherd's name. Amen. The peace that passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds through faith to life everlasting. Amen.